me.
Hey guys, it's Courtney, the air host of Confessions of a Cleaner. So let me just go with the fact that I'm sorry I've missed a week. I think this at this point, this is the second week that I was almost going to miss, but I decided no. So if you're a business owner, you understand. First of all, I'm gonna sniffle my way through this because I've been a little sick. I have a cold, the kids have a cold. Obviously, my husband will get a cold, and that will be the worst thing to ever hit our household, as any other wife mine does. The first week I missed, to be quite honest, as a business owner, it's tough. To be a mom, a business owner, you know, to kind of just be stumbling through life, it gets a little overwhelming sometimes. And I was just that. I was overwhelmed. I was just, you know, mental health-wise, not in a good place. I actually stopped taking all of my medicines that I was on for anxiety and depression. And I'm going to be quite honest, I started using something called Genius Mushrooms, which I can actually give you guys my link for, and you can receive a discount on Amazon. No way, any shape or form is this sponsored, but I do have my affiliate link for Amazon. And I'm just going to say, I have never felt better in my life. The past probably week that I've been taking them, I haven't taken any of my medicines that I took after surgery. I have not taken any anxiety or depression medicines. I haven't even taken Tylenol. I mean, I am like cleaning my house like crazy. I feel good mentally. My husband can tell the difference. My kids can tell the difference. Because I will tell you guys this, whether you're a man or a woman listening, whether you have a husband, a wife, or what have you, no matter how frustrated your loved ones get with you about your mental health, or, you know, not so much frustrated, but when they just don't kind of understand it, and they're like, well, you know, why aren't you happy? You know, you have a great life, you have this, you have that, why aren't you happy? Well, I didn't just wake up and be like, I don't want to feel happy today. I want to feel like shit today. No, I didn't do that. So it's hard for them to understand that, but I don't want to feel like that. So to be able to feel good the past few days, even if it's just a week, you know, is a big deal to just wake up and feel good. First of all, they made me go to sleep instantly. And it's not like I wake up then and I'm drowsy. It's not that at all. I wake up instantly. Go to sleep instantly. Sleep so, so good. No grogginess. And it's almost like, wow, it's kind of too good to be true. But it is 1,000% true. And I just feel so, so good. So I will link them. I'm going to try to start with a little Amazon of my favorites, especially with the sewing on. I've got to see how that goes. I also, you know, just if you have questions about mental health and stuff like that, please reach out. It's hard to be a business owner and a mom and a wife and take care of a house and take care of a business and, you know, run around and make sure you're doing everything right and maybe get your kids an extracurricular activities if you can fit it in there somewhere. And at some point, we're supposed to eat and exercise and take care of ourselves and do self-care. And some days, guys, I'm going to be quite honest, I want to pack up everything. I want to run to somewhere like Montana and Wyoming. I'm just going to say this now. Me and my husband have been fantasizing about this all week. I just want to sell everything in the front yard. Yeah, guys, I mean, realistically, just toss everything in the front yard. Pack up really what we might need. And we would love to just run away. And sometimes, you know, you have to just say, okay, let me just put life on pause. Let me focus on family. Let me focus on my house. Let me focus on me for a minute. And it's hard to do that, especially when you wear so many hats, you know, a podcast mom, a wife, a business owner. You know, you're running around doing everything for everybody. You want to show up for anything and everything you can. You want to remember everybody's birthday and go to church and do what you're supposed to do. Read your Bible, read your devotional. It's a lot, guys. And don't feel bad that you just kind of have to check out sometimes. Because sometimes that is just what you have to do. Checking out is important. Checking out is healthy. You know, I guess it's kind of different though if you're checking out of your life at your home. You know, don't check out of being a mom unless obviously your kids are safe, they're healthy, you know, they're okay. Don't check out being a wife because your husband needs to be there for you. Your husband, you need him, he needs you. You can't check out on that. You know, if that's something you really need to do, then that's something you need to talk to your husband about. You know, don't just check out on everything that's important in life. It's one thing to, and I'll be quite honest too, I made a little less than a week for me for cleaning. I didn't clean as many houses. I went home every day early. One day I took the kids to school, came home and slept. And it just was what it was. And I told my husband that I was taking a shorter week. Financially, it was not the best thing for me to do. No. But for me to be better in the long run, it was completely necessary for me. It was important to me. And, you know, talking to somebody that understands that is great. I'll be quite honest too. I didn't talk to like hardly any friends last week. I think my best friend, Brittany, only she texts me once and I text her back. But usually I like call her and bug her. And she's a stay-at-home mom now. And I love to just call and, you know, aggravate her for an hour or so. Talk to the baby. And, you know, tell her about all the cute stuff we've been getting for the baby and for Andy and stuff like that. But I didn't even do that. I was just mentally done. So, anyways, on a positive note, I have put my Christmas tree up because Christmas makes me happy. And I heard this the other day and I loved it. Christmas is a holiday season. Thanksgiving is just a holiday within the season of Christmas. And I am living by that, y'all. I'm 100% just diving into that and soaking it in wholeheartedly. I am taking that verbatim. And that is what I'm going with. I've actually told somebody that this week. Flat out. And just said, yeah, Christmas is a holiday season. Thanksgiving is just the holiday within that season. And, you know, hilarious. But I'm taking it. I love Christmas. Christmas makes me happy. And it makes me excited. And, you know, I love celebrating Jesus. And thank God for him being born. Because, oh, Lord, y'all. I feel like I talk to him all day long on a daily basis. Also this week I have a lot of my to-do list. I have been just going through stuff at the house and organizing it and trying to get it picked up, planning bills, you know, planning Christmas gifts, planning what we're going to do for Thanksgiving, which honestly isn't much. I think we're planning to get the kids only five or so gifts apiece. And we told them that because there's just a lot we want to do at our own house, like put a new roof on and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's just, we have plans. We have things we want to do. I'm working on myself. Still just, I've started working out again, which makes me feel good. Getting outside. I'm the girl who loves to blow some leaves. So if you see me blowing leaves in my yard, do not think, oh, should her husband be doing that? Because no, I probably asked him 52 times and I finally made him get the blower out so I could do it. I love doing it. It's fun to me. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like it's that instant gratification kind of like cleaning is, where I blow up all those leaves and then I'm like, look at the clean yard. I've also put up some new furniture this week and just all kinds of stuff. And if you follow me on Instagram, then you can check that out. So just, you know, guys, it's okay, like I say, to just take that break. And I'm glad to be back. I'm excited to be back. I miss y'all. I miss my little audience. I just want to kind of do a, hey, I'm back type little episode. See what you guys are up to. See what kind of things you guys are interested in hearing about. Please let me know. I'd love to know what you guys want to hear, what you guys are interested in hearing. Any type of cleaning content that you guys are interested in hearing and things like that. Our first couple submissions about horror stories of cleaning are coming in now. And I've been sorting through them just to kind of see which ones are pretty good, which ones are really not. That type of thing. You know, just kind of see what's good for the podcast and what's not. So I would love to hear some feedback from you guys. I'd love to know what you want to hear, what you don't want to hear. Did you guys like hearing about my life? Do you not like hearing about my life? Do you just want to strictly hear about cleaning? Because obviously, I have real life going on too in the midst of all this. But I would love to know if that's stuff you guys want to hear about or not. So that's kind of all that's going on in my life currently. I am going to be working on the next podcast. I do have new podcast equipment that I got for my birthday in October that I'm just now getting unopened and put up. So hopefully the next one will be so clear and concise and will sound so good. It's going to be a big one. I'm going to try to do the whole 30 minutes and kind of plan it out real good and talk about some things about cleaning, the cleaning business, how I got into the business at first, like really started the business, not just how I got into it, why we got into it, but how did I find those clients? How did I find my first couple clients? Where did I go? What did I do? Did I go door to door? You know, things like that. So that will be the next episode on really going out there and getting those clients. Thanks, guys, for listening. I'm excited to be back. I love you guys. This is Courtney. This is Confessions of a Cleaner. Talk to you guys soon.